This is WUGA News. I'm Alexia Ridley. Election workers around the state are bracing for a hand tally of the 5 million votes cast in the presidential election. Those in Clark and Oconee counties must then prepare for local and federal runoffs. We spoke with both candidates vying for the seat of Western Judicial Circuit DA about the December 1st date. Attorney Deborah Gonzalez would like to see legislators approve combining races.
It could really be a money saver if we were able to combine these elections together. But, you know, separate dates like this have always been used, and you'll hear this in different parts of our state, as just another strategy of voter suppression, of trying to have as few people come out to vote on specific elections and races.
Her opponent, Chief Assistant DA James Chafin.
I want to make sure that we are concentrating on getting our message out to as many people as possible that your district attorney is being decided by our community on December 1st, 2020, with early voting on November 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
They both have similar messages to their supporters and voters.
So just want to remind people, you know, go vote for your district attorney. I am asking you, please vote for Deborah Gonzalez for DA.
We are just so thankful. Thank you for coming out and voting. Thank you for selecting me as your next district attorney.
The federal runoff is scheduled for a little over a month later. For WUGA News, I'm Alexia Ridley.